Are you ready? He's back. He's better. And he's got something to say. You've tuned in for your daily inspiration. Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
David Mastin.
Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thanks so much for tuning in. Another day that we've made it. Another day that we're here. Another day to give God praise. As churchy as that sounds, I felt like just then I sounded super churchy. it's true. Just another day that you're above ground. Another day that you're here. That you're alive, that you are able to function. And though it may not necessarily be exactly what you want at this current time, it is a blessing. If you can hear my voice, and that means that you're alive and you have something to be extremely grateful for. You have something to be proud of. You have something to be, to praise God for and to thank God for, because, somebody didn't get this moment, right? Somebody can't hear my voice because, they've passed on from this life to the next, or could be in a worse situation than what you are now. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today. I have learned that probably some of the greatest moments in my life, or I won't say greatest, but some of the worst moments in my life, or the most hectic moments in my life, were also a point of ministry for someone that they could get some encouragement for, and get encouraged by the fact that though things may not be going the way that they would like them to, that it does not mean that God has forgotten you. It just means that, at this current time you're going through a rough season, or you're going through a rough spell, or you're going through, you know, a rough time, but God always sees us through. And, a lot of times when I go through those rough times, God tends to use those rough and bad times to try and minister to other people and encourage them, through God. So, This week alone, has been interesting, challenging, for me at work, challenging challenges in my personal life. And the one thing that I think all of us have in our lives are these moments where everything's going great. You think that God is now getting ready to move on your behalf, and you're getting ready to be blessed, and you're getting, you know, it seems like things are picking up for you. I know over the past 3 or 4 weeks, I had experienced almost like a second rebirth, because I say this because I had begun to really reconnect with God in a different way, and in a more consistent way, and really just trying to improve my communication with Him. And I was telling somebody, and if y'all hear a little squeaking or something, it's because I'm trying to move this mic, so that you guys can hear me well. I wanted to improve on myself, And I started to reconnect with God, and I started to feel like I was newborn again, right? Not like I needed to be saved again, but I started to feel like, you know, I'm reconnecting and I'm reestablishing, and I felt this newborn feel. Yeah, if you've, you know, for those of you who are saved and or you believe in God, that first moment where you devoted your life to Christ, that's that feeling that I had again. And it's interesting because as I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about this feeling that I have, as I'm dwelling on it, and as I'm, you know, praising God for it, things seem to be going well for me as well, just naturally. Things at work were starting to get better, and, you know, things personally were starting to be just amazing. And then out of nowhere, it just seems like a Mack truck comes and just hits you. Pow. Right. And I got real down. I got real down, real down. And I had these moments where I was trying to pick myself up, you know, and I was still making myself pray, and I was still, but it just was getting me down, because I was like, man, what in the world is going on? Like, I was just, everything was just being great. And now all of a sudden, just life, it just out of nowhere, just sucker punches you. And so, I had to call my mom, and I was talking to her, and she was just really encouraging me, that number one, sometimes bad things happen, but also that it's okay. You're okay. And so I want to talk about today when bad things happen. And I want you to think, even, you know, whether you're driving, whether you're listening to this, maybe while you're cleaning up, or even, you know, maybe you're looking for some encouragement, so you tuned in, or, you know, or whatever the reason why you tuned in. Maybe it was because, you know, you saw a posting on Facebook, or maybe it was because you saw, that it was helping somebody else. Whatever it is that made you tune in today, I want you to think about, what do you do when bad things happen? When bad things happen to me, sometimes I get real critical of myself. I get real critical of God sometimes. And I start asking God, like, man, you know, how could this happen? Like, everything was just fine. Everything was just great. How did this come? You know, why did you allow this to come? Or, what did I do, God? Like, I was just, everything was going great, God. What did I do? What did I miss? Was I disobedient somewhere? Did I forget to do something? Did I forget to pray one day? Did I not read my word long enough? Or then sometimes I get critical of others. Like, man, maybe it was because of this person, or maybe it was because of that person, or maybe it was because of my association to whoever, right? Just trying to understand it when things go bad, or what to do when bad things happen. Where do I go to? And realizing that when I was dealing with whatever emotion I was feeling at the time, I began to just ask God, Lord, I just don't understand. I was doing, everything was great, God. And then out of nowhere, Jesus hears this comes. Out of nowhere, Jesus is just blindsides you. There's a couple of things that we need to realize, or that I had to realize in regards to bad situations that occur on a regular, that occur when these bad things occur. I could give you, I had wrote down like 3 steps, and I had 3 things to go to, tangible things that, maybe you could run to when bad things happen. I had, I was trying to find scriptures and I was trying to piece it together, and I was like, I'm just trying to think of one thing to minister through that pain or minister through that place of shock or whatever. And the thought that came to my mind was, is number one, the Bible is full of scriptures of what to do when bad things occur, or what people did when situations arose that they could not handle. And those, I was going to connect pieces, try to connect the dots for you. And this probably will be potentially the shortest podcast episode that I do, because I don't have any of that. I was going to do it, and I was thinking, how I was going to do it and strategize, which is typically what I attempt to do before I come to you guys and produce any content or any message, is just try to piece things together and try to make sure that they're understandable and all that kind of stuff. But in this particular case, I couldn't do that. And the reason I couldn't do that, it wasn't because I didn't have the material or I didn't really want to. It was just because, honestly, I think it's more simple than we give credence to. I think it's easier than reading a chapter book about what to do. Yes, you could run to, and there's nothing wrong with, books that motivate you and inspire you to, and encourage you, because all of us need it. All of us need encouraging and inspiration, which is why I have this podcast, right? It's because I want to encourage, I want to inspire, and I want to motivate people through my experiences and through God. But even in that, what do you do when bad things happen? When things occur that are confusing, or when things transpire in your life that just don't really makes sense. What do you do when bad things happen? I'll tell you what I've learned to do. And this is probably me now. I've been saved for about maybe 12 years, and I'm just beginning this. And it's very difficult, and it's very draining, and it's sometimes very emotional when I attempt to do this when bad things occur. But what I've learned to do when bad things happen is this: I just learned to take it to God. And not only am I learning to take it to God, but I'm learning to trust God with it somehow, some way. The scripture talks about trusting in the Lord with all of thine heart. And when you read it in different versions, it's saying with all that is within you to trust in God and to acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he shall direct your paths. In every bad situation that occurs throughout all scriptures, there's always been one remedy. And that remedy is to turn to God. Well, David, I don't believe in God. So what do I do? Well, you can try to do it on your own. You can try to have confidence in men. You can try to have confidence in friends. But what happens when friends aren't available? What happens when you can't figure it out on your own? What happens when you're not that smart, or when you're not that wise, or when you run out of money, or when things seem to go against you? What are you going to do? You see, if you think for any reason that you can handle everything in life by yourself, I am sorry, you are sadly mistaken. You cannot handle it all on your own. You have to give it to God. You got to give it to him. And you got to trust that no matter what happens in your life, that if you give it over to him, the scripture says, casting all of our cares on him, for he careth for us. The Bible talks about be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. And giving it over to God. It is extremely hard to do because you can't see him. You can't feel him. And you're questioning if you can even hear his voice. Man, I want to penetrate somebody's soul today, and I want to penetrate somebody's heart, because I know how it feels. I'm feeling it now. If you knew the time that I was speaking with you, if you knew what had just transpired in a short span of time, I mean just short, that affected me. Now, it may not affect you the way it affected me, but it affected me. And no, it's like, to me, it's more than just superficial. You know what I mean? But like in a short span of time, boom. Right? And you ask yourself, like, how did this happen? What in the world is going on? But there's nobody else who can fix it but God. I can't depend on myself. I can't depend on friends. I can't even depend on family to fix this. I have to trust in God. And all throughout scripture, all throughout, even in the worst of days, right? Even think about it. There's getting ready to be a storm, and God tells Noah, build an ark. Well, first you tell me here's a storm, then you tell me to build an ark. Ain't no water yet. You know that's gonna, I'm gonna look weird. I'm pretty sure there was different thoughts going through Noah's mind when he's building this ark, and he's trying to figure it out. He's trying to process what God has been telling him to do. And it's when bad things happen. Job in the Bible, an upright man, everything is going great. Everything is good. And then here comes tragedy. I know that whoever's listening to this, you have faced some troubling times. And there has been some moments in your life that you've just questioned maybe even if God cares. When the disciples were in the boat and they ran into this terrible storm. And Jesus is asleep at the bottom of the boat. He's resting. And all of a sudden, the disciples go to Jesus and say, "Master, carest not that we perish." Man, they didn't even think Jesus cared. Like, man, you don't see all this water? You don't see this storm? You don't care? Jesus gets up. He rebukes the wind, the sea. And he says to them, "Why are you so," Matthew chapter number 4. Mark chapter number 4. It talks about Jesus saying, "Why are you so fearful? Have you no faith?" And man, in my troubled time, I said, wow, all of this time I've been spending with God and been trying to renew. And how is it I have no faith? None? Man, not even a mustard seed? Man. I say all that to say, when bad things happen, when things occur that we don't understand, when things in our life are confusing, when things occur suddenly without any warning, the best thing for anybody to do is to run to God and to trust in Him. That's all you have in your life right now. That's all you got. You got God, and that's it. So what do? You trust in God. You trust in Him. And as hard as it is, it's not about an emotion. It's not about a feeling. It's just, I got to do it because I don't have any other option. So, what do you do when bad things happen? I don't have a 3-step process for you. I don't have a bunch of rules and things to do because honestly, I don't know what you should do. I don't know what steps you should take. Maybe you're fighting a legal battle. I know nothing about law. Maybe you're fighting a health challenge. I am not a doctor. But I do know one thing that the Bible has in common that people do when bad things happen is they run to God and they trust Him. That through it all, somehow, some way, I don't know how, I don't know when, and I have no clue of what God is going to do, and nor do I know how He's going to do it. But I do know this. The one thing we all should do is trust in the Lord and let Him fight this battle. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for everything, because things could be worse. Your scripture says, in all things, give thanks. And so, God, while we don't know why things are going the way they are, God, we're just asking that you help us to believe in you, God. It's not easy, God. It is not easy. But we do know that it's necessary. And so I'm asking, God, for my brother, my sister, at the sound of my voice, that God, you help us to trust in you. And that whatever the situation is, God, you resolve it. You make it better. And you help, God. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you glory and honor. And I just ask that you be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Short episode today. Again, no method for you. Just one simple answer to a very common phrase. What do you do when bad things happen? You trust God. God bless you. Tune in next week. Peace.
Make sure you subscribe to the I've Got Something to Say podcast and all your podcast streaming services.